Welcome to the MRBC podcast. On today's program, we'll be challenged to consider what our role is in bringing others to faith in Jesus. Let's join our new pastor, Jeremy Rands, as he examines this important topic.
Mark chapter number 2 this morning. I'm sure for some this is a familiar portion of Scripture. It is a story of Jesus healing a man that could not walk. And it's interesting, the Bible tells us here that this man that could not walk, he was sick of the palsy, and he had friends that brought him to Jesus. And they opened up the roof, and they let him down in his bed and put him right in front of Jesus. I tell you, what a wonderful friends this fella had that would bring him to Jesus and put him right in front of Jesus. It's a wonderful thing. But let's look together in Mark chapter number 2 here this morning. And again, he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. They come into him bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of 4. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up and let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay, when Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there, and reasoning in their hearts, Why doth this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they had so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, Why reason ye these things in your hearts? Whether it is easier to say to the sick of the palsy, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or say, Arise, take up thy bed and walk. But they, that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, he saith to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, Arise, and take up thy bed, and go thy way unto thine house. Immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, We never saw it on this fashion. Let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, we ask that you would allow your Holy Spirit to meet with us these next few moments as we look into your word. We realize that no one here is on accident, that you have brought each person here, and there's something for them today that you desire. And so I pray that you would speak to each individual person through this message. I pray that your Holy Spirit would work in our hearts and that we'd be sensitive to his working and his leading. I pray that we'd respond according to your will. And so I pray you help us to know you better. Help us to become more like Christ. And I pray that you'd bless these moments in your word. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to look at this thought of Jesus coming here to this town. I wonder this morning what Jesus would find if he were to come here to our town. What he would find in our homes. What would Jesus find if he were to come into make a visit here in Monclova or whatever town you may live in? What would he find? What would he see? I believe here there's a few types of people that Jesus runs into here as he comes into Capernaum to preach. We know that his main reason for coming here is to do one thing, and that's to preach the gospel. He comes here to save sinners. Maybe you're here today and you've never trusted Christ as your Savior. The message that we want you to hear this morning is this, that Jesus Christ loves you and that he died for you, and he came to this world for one reason, and that was to save sinners of their sins. He went to the cross. He shed his blood. And that blood is a sufficient payment for your sin. There is no other payment that's acceptable except the blood of Jesus Christ. And he came to preach this here to these folks here in Capernaum. And many of people came here into this house. We find that so many people came. The Bible says that he was in the house, but all those around were pressed into the house. And as this man of the palsy was brought by his 4 friends, they couldn't even get into the house because there were so many people there. You know, there were a lot of people that come to hear Jesus. The first I find here in this portion of Scripture, there's a group of people that come and they just want to hear what Jesus has to say. You know, there's a lot of people that come to hear what Jesus has to say. They're not necessarily coming to trust him. They're not necessarily believing what he has to say, but they're coming to hear what he has to say. You know, there may be some here this morning that you've come to church to hear what the Bible has to say, to hear what the Word of God has to say. You know, there's a lot of folks here. I find that there are some there, whoever maybe owns the house is there, and his friends are there, and others from the community are there. We know that there are some scribes and some Pharisees that come there as well. We know there's a sick that's there. We know there's friends of the sick that are coming. And so there's all kinds of people that are coming here to this house to hear Jesus. You know, the sad thing is this, that many came, all heard, but not all believed. You know, not everyone that hears about Jesus automatically believes. It's got to be a choice that you make. You hear with your ears, but you've got to take it from here and believe and trust in your heart what Jesus has to say. And here, there's some here, they come to simply hear. They came to hear what Jesus said. There's some, they were just mere listeners. They weren't there to trust Christ. They weren't there to believe in Christ. They just wanted to hear and listen to what he had to say. You see, wherever Jesus went, when he walked upon this earth, crowds gathered. Crowds gathered to hear what this preacher, what this rabbi, what this scholar had to say. But not all believed that he was the Son of God. There were some that were there, just there looking on, seeing what might happen. You see, when they heard that Jesus was there, the Bible says it was noised abroad, and they came to the house. And so some had heard who Jesus was, and they just came to get a glimpse of Jesus. You see, maybe today you're here because somebody has told you how great their Jesus is. Maybe you don't know him as your Savior. You've never trusted him, but you know someone that has. You know, the wonderful thing about Jesus is this. He can be your Savior. He can be your neighbor's Savior. He can be your friend's Savior. He could be your brother's Savior. He's not limited just to one or two or several people. He came to die for everybody. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's a wonderful thing about Jesus. He doesn't pick and choose who he saves. He came to die for all mankind in all man's sins. There's some here that just came to hear. There's some here that they came to hinder. I find in this portion of Scripture, the Bible says they gathered up to the house. In verse number 4, and they that could not come nigh unto him for the press. Amen. They uncovered the roof where he was. When they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. You know, we find in verse number 4 that there were some that hindered people from coming to Jesus. We also find in a couple verses later, there were certain scribes in verse number 6 sitting there. So they were inside the house sitting there. And so I imagine, I'm sure you do the same, as you read through portions of Scripture, you kind of put in your mind where Jesus is and where the people are. This house here that Jesus is in, there's many of people there just looking and trying to see what Jesus is up to. There's scribes and there's Pharisees there, and they're sitting there and they're listening and watching Jesus. There's some there that are sick, and they can't get to Jesus. You know, there are some that hinder people from coming to Jesus. I find that to be true today, and I find that here in this portion of Scripture as well. There are some people that came to listen to what Jesus was saying, but they're hindering others from coming. You know, church ought to be a place where no one is hindered from hearing about Jesus. You know, church ought to be a place where people come, and the most friendliest people they ever meet is in the house of God. You know, I say this at Grace, a church I currently pastor. I tell them all the time, we don't have just a few ushers. Everybody in our church is an usher. Everybody in our church welcomes people. Everybody in our church puts their hand out and shakes hands and helps them get into a seat and helps them find a place next to them to sit. You know, when you come to church, there should be nobody hindering you from hearing the Word of God. You know, when people come into the house of God, the most friendliest people ought to be people that are wanting them to come to Jesus. You know, when we sing about Jesus, it ought to be something where we raise our voices and we proclaim how great Jesus is. We sang some wonderful songs this morning about the blood and about the cross, about Christ. Wonderful specials this morning. You know, when people come to the house of God, the music ought to encourage them about Jesus. The friendliness of the people ought to encourage them to know Jesus. The preaching of the Word of God ought to encourage them and teach them about Jesus Christ. But we find here in this passage of Scripture, there's some that hinder them. Many of those that listened to Jesus, they were self-centered. They weren't concerned about others. Could you imagine somebody needing to get to Jesus and someone was there and they were unconcerned that they could get to them? I just imagine this fella, he gets up in the morning, and I don't know if it was him that heard or one of his four friends that heard that Jesus was coming to town, and they begin to talk, and maybe this fella that was on the bed, sick of the palsy, says, you know, fellas, I've tried everything. I don't know what else to do. I've been on this bed for years, and no doctor can help me, and my parents can't help me, and you four guys have been wonderful friends, but none of you can help me get off of this bed, but Jesus is coming to town, and I don't have a way to get there, but if you four guys could just help me get there, if we could just see Jesus, if we could just hear his voice, if he could just touch me, if he knew that I wanted to hear him, maybe he could help me. And these four fellas, they agreed. I don't know what their plans were that day, but obviously whatever their plans were, they stopped what they were doing and they helped him get to Jesus. They get to the house and they could probably tell by the crowds around that Jesus was in this house, and they come close to the house only to find they can't get close enough to Jesus because someone else was hindering them from getting there. Could you imagine how this fellow felt? He's been waiting for this day. He knows he needs the Lord. He knows there's situations and problems in his life that he cannot deal with, that he cannot change. He knows there's problems in his life that he's gone everywhere and he's tried everything only to find that nobody can help him. But just inside that house, it's within view now. I can see it, but I just can't get inside because somebody's hindering me from coming to Jesus. You know, each and every one of us, I'm sure we have neighbors and friends that we pray for. They don't know Christ. For years, we prayed for my mom's family. My mom's family was unsaved, and they grew up. The bus took my mom to church every week, and she had family that was unsaved, her brothers and her sisters and her parents. And even after she went off to Bible college, and after she married my dad, after she had children, after she was in the ministry for years with my father, my family was still unsaved. And I remember my mom in tears would constantly say, pray for her mom, pray for her dad, pray for her siblings. They needed the Lord. Each and every one of us, I'm sure, has friends and coworkers and neighbors that need Christ, and we need to be sure that we're doing everything we can to get them to Jesus Christ. I find here there's hinderers. There's some that are self-righteous. There's some here, there's scribes sitting there, and they're reasoning in their hearts. They're self-righteous. They're critics about what's happening. They're there just to find fault in what Jesus is doing. In the entire time, there's people hindering folks from coming to Jesus. There's a man that needs to get to Jesus. He's on a bed. He's laying there. He can't get up. He can't get any closer. And there's some here that are finding fault with what Jesus has to say. I find there's not only hinders, there's also the helpless. This man sick with a palsy, he was helpless. You know, you don't have to drive very far from this church and you're going to find people that need help. You know, church, we gather together to meet, to get encouraged, to go out in this world and help people that are helpless. Each and every one of us today ought to leave this place with the desire to reach people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. As I came out of my hotel this morning, there were people that were eating. There were people that had their days planned. It had nothing to do with church. It had nothing to do with the Lord. And as I was walking out of that hotel room, and I saw so many people in my heart, I thought to myself, there's so many helpless people. You don't have to go far. You don't even have to go very far from your home. You don't have to go farther from than in your own community. There's people in this community that need Jesus Christ. They're helpless. We must understand that the thing that human beings need the most is Jesus Christ. And those of us that have Jesus have to be bold enough to share what they need. As I was driving here this morning, thinking about those I saw around me there at the breakfast table, those that were there in the lobby, those cars that were passing, those that were coming to church to hear about Christ and to be encouraged to go out and take the gospel. There's some that are helpless. They're helpless in their sins. They need Jesus Christ, and they need a Christian. They need someone that knows Jesus to introduce them to Him. You know, church member, Christian, there are people all around us that are helpless. We need to have a burden to help people. People that are just like this man that on that bed, maybe they're not physically sick, but spiritually they're dead. And the only healing that can help them is the touch of Jesus Christ. I find that there's helpless people here in this portion of Scripture. There's hinders. You know, the exciting thing, though, is there's helpers. You know, there are some that brought this man to Jesus. The Bible says that they came, these four came, and they were there at the door, and they couldn't get in. You know, I'm so glad the story didn't end with this fella needed help, and his friends volunteered to help him, but they got to the house, and there was no way in, so they had to go home. Could you imagine if the story ended there? The rest of this life, this sick man knew, I was so close to Jesus, but no one could help me. I don't know whose idea it was, but someone said of those five that were there, someone said, we're not going to stop now. We've gotten so close. We're not going to be discouraged by the press. We're not going to be discouraged by the scribes. We're not going to be discouraged by those in the house keeping us from Jesus. We're not going to be discouraged by the so many around. We're not going to be discouraged. We're going to keep fighting. Yes, there's going to be some times that people don't want to hear the gospel, but don't be discouraged. Keep giving the gospel. There's going to be times that people laugh and mock what we believe. We live in a society today that does not believe that the Bible is the Word of God, and there's some that mock what we believe. But don't get discouraged. Continue to press on and share the gospel, because people still need Jesus. There's some here, they didn't give up. They were helpers. They got to the house and they couldn't get any further. They couldn't get this bed into the house. So someone said, you know what, we're not going back. I can just hear this man on the bed. You know, we've come so far. We're so close. I can hear his voice. He's just inside those walls. Guys, I appreciate you bringing me here, but don't leave me here now. Don't bring me back home. I've got to get to Jesus. Maybe if we just stay right here for a period of time, he'll pass by. But someone said, you know what, we're not taking that chance. We're not taking the chance that he's going to pass by. We're going to get to him. And so someone, I don't know if they saw a ladder. I don't know if someone hopped up on the roof. I'm not sure how this happened, but eventually we find four men and a fella on a bed on top of the roof because somebody said, I've got to help get someone to Jesus. This morning, what are you willing to do to get someone to Jesus? What are you willing to do? What is your limit? How much are you financially willing to give? How much time are you willing to invest? What are you willing to do? What is your stopping point? At what point will you come and say, enough's enough, it's too much, I can't get any closer? Or are you willing to say, you know what, at all cost, I'm going to get my friends to Jesus. At all cost, I'm going to get those I love in front of Jesus. At all cost, I'm going to do everything I can. There's nothing I'm going to hold back on. I'm getting those I love to Jesus Christ. You know what I find here? I find helpers. They said, we're going to get people to Jesus. We're not going back. We're not turning back. We are not taking you back to your home and laying you in your bed for you to die in your bed. No, we are doing whatever we can to get you to Jesus. And they get up on top of this roof. You know what I would say? That these folks had compassionate hearts, wouldn't you? You know what I would say this morning? If you're a child of God, you ought to ask God to be a helper and have a compassionate heart for people. The reality is this: I don't know how a Christian could have anything other than a compassionate heart for the lost. You know, our jobs aren't, they can't be too busy. They can't consume us so much that they keep us from bringing people to Jesus. Our lives, at times, we're so consumed with stuff that don't really matter. We need to ask God this morning, give us a compassionate heart. We need to do whatever it takes to get people to Jesus Christ. These helpers had faith. How big is your faith? How big is your faith? Do you believe that Jesus can do anything?
You know, these fellows believed that Jesus could heal this man because they would not have taken this risk if they didn't believe it. You know, this morning we ought to ask the Lord to give us compassionate hearts, but I would say this as well. We ought to ask the Lord to increase our faith. We need to be a mighty church of faith, believing this, that Christ has power. And if we could get people into the hearing area where the gospel is being preached, we know that Jesus Christ can save them. You know, sometimes we get to the place in life where we forget how great Jesus is. We forget that anybody can be saved. You know, we look at people and we think, man, I don't know if that person could be saved or not. They're too hard in their sins. They're too lost. You know, Jesus can save the most vilest of sinners. Jesus can save the most wicked person. Jesus can save whosoever will. Maybe you're here today and you think, I've sinned too much. I've done too many things wrong. You don't know what I've done. You don't know what my family's done. You don't know what I've done in my past. I've done so many wrong things. I don't know if Jesus could save me. I want to tell you this morning that Jesus can save you and Jesus will save you. He went to the cross and his blood is greater than any sin you've ever committed. We need to have faith. You know, as these four men were pulling this fella up on that roof, you know, I'm sure it wasn't easy. I'm sure they were tired. I'm sure their arms and their feet and their legs begin to hurt. I'm sure as they're pulling them up, they're saying, you know, this is worth it. This is worth it. We're not just taking a risk. We're going to actually put him to Jesus. I have faith this is going to work. These helpers believed that it takes a team. You know what I'm encouraged by here in this portion of Scripture as well? Four brought him to Jesus and four saw it through. You know what we need more than ever? We need cooperation in reaching this world for Christ. It's not just up to one or two, but Jesus gave the command to go ye into all the world to preach the gospel to every living creature. That was not just a command to the disciples. It's not just a command to a few. It's a command to each and every one of us. We are commanded to take the gospel into this world, and it takes all of us to do that. You know, if a church was committed and united, do you know what they could do in their community? It's limitless. If everyone thought of ways and was encouraged to think of ways to get the gospel out, you know, everyone has different ideas. You know, sometimes we get to the place where we think our ideas are the only good ideas. You ever thought that? Only to find this, somebody else had a good idea. I don't know out of the four or out of the five whose idea this was to bring him up on the roof, but I'm so glad that whosever idea it was, the rest of them said, let's do it. They didn't bicker and fight and say, you know what, that wasn't my idea. I don't think that's a good one. I think we ought to go around the back door. I think we ought to do it another way. No, somebody had an idea, and the rest of them said, let's all get involved and get this person to Jesus Christ. I find this as well, and I hasten here. These helpers were determined, and they had courage to overcome every obstacle. If we're going to reach people for Jesus Christ, we have to have courage and be determined that there is no obstacle in reaching people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's going to be done at all costs. Everybody's in. Everyone's determined. They're going to give all. They're going to be involved. There's no obstacles. It takes great courage. Could you imagine this fella as he's going to the house to get to the place and only to find that he can't get into the door? He's human. He's probably discouraged. He probably says, we've come so far. What are we going to do? One of his friends said, we're going to go to the roof. Who's in? And the rest of them said, I'm in, count me in. I'm gonna be the first one up. And someone hops on the roof and someone lets down ropes and all four of them get him to the place. And this man is laying on his bed and he's being lifted off the earth and he's coming up to this roof. And I could hear him, guys, make sure you don't drop me before I get to Jesus. I wanna get to Jesus here. And he gets on the roof. He says, I hear him teaching, I hear him preaching. And someone begins to open the roof up. Somebody says, all right, what next? We're on the roof. Start taking the shingles off. And they start to take the shingles off. And this man of the palsy looks across his bed and he sees down. He says, he's right below us. There's Jesus. I see him. I not only hear him, I see him. Guys, we're right above him. And they say, work faster, work faster. And they begin to take those shingles off and they begin to lower him down. And everything that's happening inside of the house stops. And everyone looks. And they see this man coming down from the roof. And Jesus says, because of their faith, I'll make you whole. You know, each one of us today, we ought to leave with the desire to be a helper, to bring people to Jesus Christ. A helper in how we give, a helper in how we serve, a helper in how we preach, a helper in every area. There's nothing that's going to keep us from bringing people to Jesus Christ. This morning, as I close, I want to ask you this question. Is there anything stopping you from sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ with a world that needs it? Are you just here to listen? Are you here to hinder? Are you one that needs help and you need to reach out to Jesus this morning and trust Him as your personal Savior? Or are you one that says, I'm going to be a helper? I'm not going to talk about it, I'm going to do it. Maybe right now in your mind you know of people that need to be saved and you ask God this morning, God, give me the courage this week. Help me to overcome any obstacle this week so I could boldly share the gospel of Jesus Christ. This morning, who are you? Who are you? Are you a listener? Are you a hinderer? Are you here to help? Or do you need help this morning? Whatever you need to do today, I invite you, do what the Holy Spirit of God is prompting you to do.
Thank you for joining us today. For more information, please visit us on the web at www.monclovabaptist.org.